there was an agreement about the atomic issue. Do you think that it may have a positive effect on the human rights situation in Iran too?
I'm not sure, because it can have a positive effect, but it can also have a very negative effect, because this agreement will give a free hand to the Iranian regime to do what it wants on the human rights situation. The problem is that human rights were absolutely absent from these negotiations, and there was no mention of it. Therefore, the Iranian regime knows that the international community was not sensitive about human rights in these talks.
Have it be sensitive ever?
Well, it depends. Some parts of the international community have been sensitive, and when they have, for example, in the they have passed resolutions in the General Assembly of the United Nations, or they have appointed a special rapporteur for human rights situation in Iran, which has also been an effect of the push by the civil society organizations. But they have responded and done things before. But when it comes to things like nuclear issue, or other similar issues, they only think of their own national interests, not what is happening to the people in other countries. So they just concentrate on making this agreement and then entering very lucrative business agreements with Iran, for example. Now the German foreign minister has traveled to Iran. The French foreign minister is going to travel to Iran. Italy is going to send another delegation, and they're all interested only in business.
You said it could have a positive effect, and it could have a very negative effect, the agreement to the human rights situation. Can you explain these two sides?
Yes. Well, the first side, one always hopes that the Iranian regime might come to its senses and think that now that they are coming into agreement with foreign powers, they can also come to terms with their own people, stop repressing the people. If they think reasonably, which is a bit too much to expect, because dictatorial regimes do not think reasonably, but if they think just a little bit reasonably, they could stop lots of repressive measures. There's no reason to keep so many people in prison, to prevent young people from having a little bit of freedom, to give the filmmakers a bit of freedom to do what they to practice their art, or the lawyers to practice their profession. But that's only a hope. On the other hand, it could have a very negative effect. Because they, as I said, the Iranian regime would think that they have solved a big problem which they don't have to worry about anymore, so they can deal with the internal opposition much more freely and much more repressively.
There is not officially declared, but on the ground there is something like an alliance between the United States and Iranian forces. They fight some extreme Sunni groups like the Islamic State. Has it a wider effect? Can, for example, Iran go in the same position as now has Saudi Arabistan?
I don't think Iran will replace the Saudi Arabia, but yes, it will have a wider effect, and this has been mentioned all throughout these negotiations. Let's get done with the agreement, and then we can concentrate on ISIS and the problems like that. That's the Iranian regime and its people have mentioned it many times. This has been also in the Western media and also mentioned by the Western negotiators. I think it is going to have a wider effect. It has already started with the Americans and the U.S. government and the Western governments accepting the de facto presence of Iran in Iraq. And that there has been a practical alliance with Iran training the Iraqi Shiite militia and leading them to fight ISIS, and the Western alliances bombing the ISIS positions. So there is already an alliance, and it's going to be much more in place and much wider.
Some Western media even think that reformer Rouhani is president of Iran. I don't think that he really is what we called a reformer in Iran. But what's about the one times powerful reform movement in Iran now?
Well, you know, the reform movement in Iran is in Iran at the moment is like ashes under, like fire under ashes. So it is there because the demands are there. The young people are pressing. You know, every time Rouhani speaks, or even when after this nuclear agreement, the young people come on the streets. They celebrate and they shout. They shout slogans in favor of reforms, in favor of releasing prisoners. Rouhani is not a reformer. I don't think he's a reformer, but he is riding on the waves after the reform movement. He came to power with the help of the people who wanted reforms, who wanted freedoms. And that there is this faction in Iran, which includes Rouhani and Rafsanjani. I think They approach the problems of the society with much more pragmatism. They know that if they keep with strong repressive measures, it is going to be dangerous for the existence of the regime. So that is why they think that some reforms should be in place, that there should be some more relative. Some freedoms in order to save the regime. This is what the other totalitarian tendencies and factions led by Khamenei do not see. So it's not a question of Rouhani being a reformer, it's much more being a pragmatist.